Airline passenger traffic is down, and money for airlines to buy new planes is tight. Boeing has lost dozens of orders for its brand new 787. Still, with more than 850 orders for the jet, Boeing views the so-called Dreamliner as its plane of the future. Now, roughly 2 years behind schedule, Boeing is about to begin flight tests of its newest jet. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
A couple of weeks ago, Boeing officials swung open the door to the 787 plane hangar and led a group of journalists inside.
Now, also watch out. There is a train track just on the other side of the door, so watch your footing. Stay on the plywood and watch for the last step.
Inside the massive hangar, workers were touching up the royal blue paint and installing wiring and other flight test equipment on airplane number one. The first flight is just weeks away. Boeing has to prove to regulators and airline customers that the jet, designed to carry roughly 200 to 300 passengers on international routes, will perform as advertised. All the computer simulations, modeling, component, and ground testing can only prove so much.
We really are testing the design envelope.
Barbara Cosgrove is Boeing's vice president of flight test operations.
Some of the conditions that we'll be testing will be normal conditions, but also know that we're looking for those extreme conditions so that when we do have emergencies on the airplane, we know how to tell the airlines and our crews how to respond.
For example, the pilots will deliberately stall the airplane and land in extreme crosswinds. And Boeing's chief test pilot, Frank Santoni, says the crews will be ready.
We actually dry run most of the tests we do in the airplane in the simulator. And now that the simulator is very robust and it really looks like the airplane, we're in there every day.
Using a total of 6 aircraft, Boeing plans to flight test for 8 to 9 months, less time than usual. Some observers say the schedule is too tight and can't be met. But with the plane almost 2 years behind schedule, the company is under enormous pressure to get this plane tested and into service. The problems and delays on the 787 stem primarily from Boeing's radical new approach to making airplanes. Inside Boeing's factory, where the 747 jumbo jet is made, mechanics still rivet pieces of the plane together. But there's no riveting on Boeing's 787 assembly line. There's no need for it. Most of the major parts, explains Boeing's Robert Noble, are not made by Boeing, and they arrive at the factory pre-assembled.
The aft section 46 and the bonnet section 44 are made in Italy. Japan has the wing, and then in the U.S. we have 47 and 48 section at Vought down in Charleston. And then the whole
Boeing workers take the sections, many made from composite materials, and fit them together like a giant and very sophisticated erector set. The company's goal is to produce each plane in just 3 days. But that goal won't be achieved for some time. And aviation analyst Scott Hamilton says the 787 is only one of a number of Boeing programs behind schedule.
Boeing has to demonstrate that it's got its whole system back on track, design, production, assembly. 787 gets all the headlines, but all these other programs have problems too.
But for the moment at least, all eyes will be on the 787 as it flies for the first time. Boeing test pilot Frank Santoni will be among those cheering.
It's like the whole company takes off at the same time. You know, it's not just not the pilots. They're taking the whole company in the air with them. You know, we don't do first new airplanes every day, and it looks, you know, it's got the potential for being one of the biggest successes we ever had.
To a large degree, Boeing's future is riding with this airplane. The company puts the value of the 861 orders now on its books at $144 billion. If those planes are delivered, the so-called Dreamliner could become the blockbuster Boeing is betting on. The company will begin the flight testing on the 787 in June. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.